Mariners and Indians, Cleveland Browns draft picks, Miles Garrett, Jabril Peppers, and David Joku throw out the first pitch. We'll take it to the top of the fourth, no score, Robinson Cano at the plate.
Here's Carrasco, 0-1. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball, deep right center field. This has hit a ton, and this ball is gone. Home run, Robinson Cano, and the Mariners take a 2-0 lead. More comfortable with the swing, and what he can do against big league pitching. The 2-1 is swung on, lifted high in the air, deep left field, that ball's way back, and it is off the top of the wall. Into second is Ramirez with a double for now. Terry Francona is out on the top step, and we'll see if they review this to see if maybe it was a home run. This will be a crew chief's review as they'll send it back to New York and let the folks there decide whether that's indeed a double or a home run for Ramirez. He hit it well just above that 19-foot high wall in left center. The ruling is home run for Jose Ramirez.
Now the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, hit high and deep to right. This is trouble. On its way to the seats, 3-1 Seattle. Gamble down the right field line, a towering home run, and that's his first home run this season. He had one last year. He fires, swing and a miss. Fastball struck him out, ran it in on him at 98. That is 12 strikeouts tonight for Seattle pitching. Here it comes. Swing and a miss, chased the slider in the dirt. Zunino bobbles, recovers, throws to first, and the ball game's over. Another strikeout to end it.
Mariners win this one 3-1. Ariel Miranda gets the win. He goes 5 1/3, allowing just one earned run while striking out 7. Carlos Carrasco gets the loss. He goes 8 innings, allowing 3 earned runs on 6 hits. The Indians have now lost 7 of 10 games against left-handed starters this season. Terry Francona and the Indians unable to answer the Mariners on Friday as they lose 3-1. Here's the Cleveland skipper on the game.
You know, early on, he was having a real tough time finding his breaking ball. But we didn't make him pay for it. You know, it seemed like the entire time he was in there, he beat us with his fastball up a little bit. You know, whether he got swing and miss or just got it past our barrel, we didn't do much. And then as he got into the game, second time through, he started to find his off speed, and that made him, you know, he could tell he got a lot more comfortable. And when they went to their bullpen, those are some pretty good arms.
Talk before the game about Carrasco and how he's far beyond all the stuff that you're training in last year. Just, I mean, it's a second straight start, 28 innings. So you just look like that workhorse.
Yeah, and I didn't think he had his great fastball tonight, but, you know, a couple mistakes were the runs. You know, mislocated a couple pitches, and those are the runs. But I mean, when you go 8 and give up 3, you got to figure that we got a pretty good chance to win.
Some of your struggles against left-handed pitching early in the year, can it just be traced to some of the guys you count on against lefties just getting off to a slow start?
And I think that's part of it. You don't want to, I mean, not that we're going to point fingers and say it's somebody's fault, but the guys, as they heat up, we'll have a different look to our lineup, for sure.
Ramirez has 6 home runs this season. I think he's trying to become a power hitter. Do you just kind of see that as a byproduct of better swings or pitch selections?
I'd say it's probably everything. You know, I think he's probably a little stronger than he was, a little thicker than when he first came up. But he also, his at-bats are so, you know, the quality of his at-bats are so good. And I think he's a lot stronger than people give him credit for. And when he gets his legs underneath him like that, he can hit home runs both sides of the plate. You know what, that was a tough play, real tough play. Kip's one of the better second basemen or infielders I've ever seen, you know, going after balls in the air. He's really good at that.
Carlos Carrasco drops to 2-2 after the Indians lost to the Mariners on Friday. He would go 8 innings, allowing 3 earned runs while striking out 7.
It was good. I feel great. You know, I think I only made two pitches, bad pitches. And I supposed to throw a little bit more up in Cano, and then all the guys kind of just came back to the middle.
Well, a guy like Cano, who's had success against you, is there anything you change that you do against him because of that?
You know what? I think the best way to attack, you know, the attacking the same way that I did in the first inning, the same way that I did on the third at bat. But I think I did a great job, you know, the way that I pitched him. But just one pitch, just a missed that spot.
Carlos, I know we've talked to you about the inning, you know, not getting all the innings you'd hoped in spring training, but do you see it feeling pretty sharp in everything you're doing?
I feel great. That's what I said last time. I feel great. So now the season starts, it's a different feeling. You know, in spring training, you're going to get there, you know, trying to get there. But as soon as the season starts, it's a way different.
How much pride do you take in being able to go deep into games, eight innings and back-to-back starts?
You know what? That's good. That's good. I think I'm really excited for that and, you know, continue work. And that's what we're here. That's what we play, and that's what we're trying to go deep in the game and trying to put some zero on the board.
On Saturday, Yovani Gallardo will take the hill for the Mariners. He'll square off against the Indians' Danny Salazar.